Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio live and direct. My bro Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, my G?
What's good, my nigga? We out here, man. What's popping?
Man, we out here, bro. Ain't shit popping. Let me tell you that. Nothing in battle rap is popping right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. Not that I've seen it, anyway. But we were just talking about this right now, off of right before we came on. Joe Budden was on the Drink Champs. Shout out to the Drink Champs, though, having like one of the greatest podcasts ever.
You think so? All right, let's throw it out there. If we talk about the podcast, because Juan Epstein was the first podcast that really put it, I don't want to say on the map, but in the sense of a hip hop. For niggas like me, old heads like me, that they have the Rakims, the Onyxes, they had CNN on Conan Ori on there, and then you see Rap Radar, with Combat Jack, Tax Stone, Nori, Joe Budden and Rory got they shit. Those are the only podcasts that I really, and Doggy Diamonds when he does his shit, so those are the only podcasts that's really making noise.
True, true. But I'll tell you what, Dre, the best one right now that I fuck with, I got to say Tax Stone, bro.
Tax Stone?
Tax is out there, bro.
No doubt.
He's
no
out
doubt.
There.
Especially when you give him my nigga, he got Meek, Beans, and Jeezy, I think in like a 3-week span.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
He's respected out here. People need to watch out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I fuck with the podcast, man. The podcast game is nice. Joey has a nice podcast. I think Maul is the best on there. I fuck with Maul heavy. I like Maul a lot. I think he has something really dope to them.
Right.
Like we said, Drink Champs is fire. What else is out there? What else is out there? Juan Epstein, like you said.
Juan Epstein, Rap Radar.
Rap Radar. Rap Radar's out there. There's some good ones out there, bro.
Yeah.
There's some goodies out there, but shout out to all of them doing their shit. What's going on in battle rap?
I guess we just waiting for the Bunker got their car dropping. UW. We gotta find another matches.
Did you see B-Magic tweet out today? Did you see this?
Nah, talk to me.
Okay. B-Magic sent a tweet out. He said, I want to battle Nestle or Fresco. And it's looking like Fresco versus Magic is going to go down. What do you think of that?
I'd rather him battle Fresco.
You'd rather him battle Fresco?
Yeah.
What do you think of him and Fresco?
I think that would be an all right battle. You know what I mean?
You think it'd be okay?
I think it'd be all right. If I'm Magic... Just try to make the best in King of the Dot and try to run shit over there. You feel me? You dig what I'm saying? So
I feel you.
How I'm looking at it. Oh, this nigga on some bullshit. Fuck it. Hold on, Timbo. 1 second, bro.
Oh, shit.
Speak to niggas all day. Going back and forth on text and phone. And you don't see no 646 on there, right?
Nah.
Nah, alright, so I'm about to call about this other dude. Hold up. 1 second. So I ain't chasing no nigga down. If I talk to you like man and we talked, I bet. You know what I mean?
Hold on. I feel it.
See if you see. So I'm moving on to the next person. That's why I keep shit on backup. Niggas be on some fugaz. Hold on. It might be a 631 number. That's going to be Snake Eyes. You know, he's on URL now. So
this guy.
You know what I mean? And we got history with Snake Eyes and shit, so let me see when
he... We got history with Snake Eyes.
Shit.
Friend of the show. By the way, friend of the
show.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the homie and shit. And you know what? I'm proud of Snake Eyes, and I told him that. Because when we was on the other show, the first show that we did, he used to always call up as a supporter of battle rap. I mean, obviously, he supports battle rap. But he used to always tell niggas, yo, he's trying to get in there. And for him to to say that.
He stuck with it, man.
Yeah, exactly, Timbo. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right. I feel you.
I got two niggas on deck just in case that Fugazi shit was going to happen. Yeah. You might see a 631 number.
Let me see. Nothing right now.
Not right now. All
right. Nothing, yeah.
And I guess that Born Legacy card. Waiting for that. They got bad. They got mad
waiting
battles
for
to
Born
drop.
Legacy. Yeah. Words. Waiting for Born Legacy. That'll be fire.
Hope is fire. They got some of the matches there. Jazz, E Heart. I think Twerk and Gluezy's battling.
Are you looking for Jazz and E Heart? How do you feel about that?
I ain't got no problem with that. That's about it. You know what? I think that's long overdue, though. You know what I mean? That should have been went down and shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That should have been went down and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel
so,
you.
Who's going to win? I think E-Hawk be the favorite. Jazz hasn't battled since official. You know,
how long has it been since she battled?
My nigga was talking about a year and some change. You feel
that's
me?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta see when this battle drops. Jazz versus official. I wanna see the actual date when this battle. This dropped June 24th of 2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
They guys calling up right now and shit.
Word.
And I'm gonna put the call up 9:30. We finish up 10:10. You know what I mean? You all looking forward to that? Jazzy Heart.
I'm not the biggest Jazz fan, bro.
Yo, listen, I've said shit about Jazz, but I'm not gonna lie, son. I'm gonna like to crucify Jazz, yo. Her battle with 40 bars is like some on like real body bag levels, my nigga. And I fuck with 40 heavy.
Yeah.
But 40's gonna fuck Jazz up. You know what I mean?
I think we all pick 40 too.
Yeah, pretty much. She got body.
Don't pick 40.
Reset. And she wasn't bad at official either. You know what I mean?
True.
Once you get past the Cindy Brady lisp, she's good money.
Yeah. I feel you. Well, let's get the guest on right now. And friend of the show, definitely.
My guy right here, man. Proud of this nigga.
Definitely. I'm talking to him a lot, man. Let's get him on the show. Snake Eyes, what's good, brother?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Snake Eyes, what's good, my
good,
nigga?
Man.
PSA Radio, what's goodie, man?
Yo, my nigga, let me just say this.
You're
I mean
home,
this
bro.
Genuinely, my nigga.
Welcome
genuinely
home.
When I say this. I'm just saying this, Timbo, before you came on. I'm proud of you, and I'm going to say this. Not that you need me to say I'm proud of you, but I'm saying this because I know you. You know, we never met, obviously, but we've talked numerous times, even when we did the O Show.
That's a fact.
And to see a nigga like you, who told niggas straight up and down, you're going to get on that stage. And for you to do that shit, my nigga,
that
says a lot about you and shit. You know what I mean? How you feeling, bro?
Nah, I appreciate that, first off, my nigga. That ass. Nah, man, I feel, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know,
gotta
stay hungry
good,
and
come
shit,
on,
my
son.
Nigga. Of course. You feel me? Like, I feel like all this is possible. You feel me? I just have to lock in. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I got the opportunity, it was like, I had to take this shit serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no game. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Was it after Pirelli that nigga started like looking at you, what you doing and shit? Was it that in the music that you was doing? Because you were still killing the freestyles and the rhymes and shit. You know what I mean? On top of after Pirelli. So what was it that made niggas like, all right, Snake, we put you on the fucking roster?
Nah, I ain't even gonna hold you. Like after the when I did the Pirelli battle, that shit was just. I think that shit was like more of a like oh shit, like
surprise.
You know what I'm saying? He go, yeah.
Word.
Like niggas, a lot of niggas surprised by it, you. Feel me?
I was.
And then it was the, all right, well, that's a one-rounder, so let's see how he do with three rounds, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I had the shit with GS and all that, my first three-rounder or whatever, and that shit went well. Niggas was saying I had took that, and then I had another one-rounder with this dude named Capo. But
Capo,
but both of those dudes at the time were, like, dudes that was the guys at Battle City before I got there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, GS had the best pen. Capo was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of those dudes. Like, as far as, like, in A-League, what they do over there. You feel me? Like, so, but as far as URL, P, shout out to P, man. You know
shout
what I'm saying?
P,
like,
word.
Yeah, P, definitely, man. He seen, for what he told me, you feel me, when he seen my first round with GS, because he seen the Pirelli battle and knew a nigga was good, but when he seen the first round with GS, he was kind of like, oh, nah, like, you know, you definitely could get an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And then I had the one round with Capo. I went crazy in that. And then it was just like, all right, we're going to see when, you know what I'm saying, this PG go down. You know what I mean? And that was the Super Bowl weekend. You know what I'm saying? With the whistle. Niggas don't get that card enough fucking credit. You know what I mean? Like, nah, G-shit.
Cost,
nah,
what's
like,
that
call, I appreciate that call. You feel me? Like, that's where it all started for real. Like, that was,
right.
It was only three battles. You feel me? It was me and Ryder. It was Fetty and Presidential Dubs. And it was Momo and Bonus. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, remember, Queen of the Ring had an event that night. And it was at BB King's. You feel me?
Oh,
it was Super Bowl,
okay.
Super Bowl day. They had some shit going on. You know, a couple fights broke out and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't turn out too good. But for us to have three battles on that day, that shit was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, that's where it started. You feel me? Like, when, and then when I had that with Ryder, then niggas was like, oh, nah. Like, who the fuck is this? Like, this nigga. You feel me? How you get here? Like, who the fuck? How you get here? Like, you feel me? Like, how you get live? A few niggas knew me from AFM. You feel me? Of course, niggas knew, you know, the following and all that from that. But
right.
It was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? You still got to prove it, you feel me? I still got to put in more work, though. Niggas still, you know what I'm saying, sleeping, you feel me?
Who's in your class? It's you, Ryder, Fettuccine, Twerk,
Jack,
right?
Yeah, me, Ryder, Fetty, Jack, Dougie. I think Chef is in his class. I think they threw Chef in here with us.
Yeah, you know Chef in there,
Pardon if I'm forgetting anybody, man. I'm fucking high as fuck.
Those are the main niggas, though. Come on.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, those are the niggas that you see in that little double XL little thing they did out that's flying around. Those are the dudes. I'm saying, you probably ain't see Dougie on there, but, like, I think Dougie still got another little, you know what I'm saying, PZ to do or whatever, but, you know, me, Fetty, and Ryder, we all had three PGs already, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, those are
now,
these
before,
last ones
from,
was our last,
before,
you know what I'm saying, was the last ones.
Before battling, do you have, like, a little new respect now that you know kind of what goes on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Do you like it? Do you like seeing the stuff that goes on behind the scenes? Do you have a respect now for people that are involved in it?
Yeah, like, this shit crazy, like, you feel me? Like, especially these groups out here, niggas is savages, you feel me? Like, you know, especially when you know, this shit is not easy, man. Like, niggas stay up sleepless nights, you feel me, trying to come up with this shit, you know, trying to perfect this shit. And then, you know, niggas just
shit.
Straight shitting on your shit, you be like, nah, this nigga gonna respect my shit. But then you gotta realize, like, this shit comes with it, you feel me? I gotta remember when, you know what I'm saying, I was a fan of this shit first, you feel me? I used to kill niggas, I used to tell you niggas is trash and shit. So, you know, I take it all. I still get caught up in this shit, talking shit, caught up with niggas, going back
and
forth.
That's what you should do, though.
I still interact. Yeah, I'm never going to get too big-headed. I'm going to always interact with the people, you feel me? But, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't do it too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you got to know when to, you know.
So,
yeah,
so what's next, man?
Different.
You and Gwitty, man. That's popping off?
Me and Gwitty,
man. The best
hype man
in battle rap?
I'm saying love day three, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Steams, man, that's, you know, next year and all that, Woody and shit. But it's some other business, you know, some other URL business that we gonna take care of, you know. Top to stop.
Listen, I'm gonna say his name. I know you tired of talking about this nigga Snake Eyes. I know, but I gotta go here. I know the main nigga you want. You've been saying his name for a while now.
Yeah.
is Sir fronting on you? I'm talking about Mike P. Is he fronting the battle or what's going on?
Nah, I'm gonna be honest, yo. I ain't even really like chasing that shit like that. You feel me? Like, you know, like that shit was all real with me and Mike P. Like how that shit started. It wasn't like, you know, niggas was doing the you know what I'm saying, on the radio, fuck with niggas, and niggas just voicing their opinion about the nigga, and he took it, felt a certain way. You feel what I'm saying? This is right before I had my PG. You know what I'm saying? He the nigga that said my name in the AV battle. You feel what I'm saying? When niggas don't. No, like, you don't look at the ad battle. He said my name in the ad battle. I was like, this nigga really said my shit in this round.
Nah, but Snake Eyes, I don't mean to cut you off, son, but I want to see this battle. You know why? We need the grudge matches. I know it's going to make your pen do what it do, and it's going to make Mike D do what it do.
Nah, don't get me wrong. Like, whenever that shit go down, it's going to make sense because them saying niggas really got history. You feel me?
Right,
like,
right.
It's
exactly.
Real shit. Them saying really shit. But I just feel like the more work I put in, it's going to make more sense. You feel me? Because, you know, Mike D coming off the daylight shit, you feel me, on that high. Or whatever. He might feel like he want to go in a different direction. He might feel like he want to battle another name or something. You know what I'm saying? I still got, you know, I only got 6 battles, man. What niggas got to understand. I only got 6 battles. You feel me? My last 3
crazy.
Was on URL. Like, you feel me? One that ain't dropped yet. When that shit dropped with Mugga, niggas really going to, like, see the class. Like, you see the Rod and Chef Stretch shit drop, so niggas getting to see that because that was the first shit to drop from the last event.
It was fire.
That shit was stupid. Stupid. You feel me?
Like, I couldn't even get past the first round. I text Timbo. I'm like, yo, my nigga, you need to watch Ryder and Chef Trez. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah, shout out to Ryder and Chef Trez. Them niggas went crazy. But I was the battle before that. Like, right before them. Like, me and Mugga, you feel me? So, like, I kind of, like, kicked the energy off of them to have that energy for that battle. You feel me? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, so when you see me and Mugga and you see Fetty and Jack Boy, like, then niggas going to probably have a lot more respect for niggas, like, as far as...
So when they drop in the battle with you and Mugga, though, when that's, and you know, and can you drop a release date, or you know, or they tell you, like...
Well, man, you know, these niggas is
mad,
man. Like, I came out of nowhere, bro. My shit with Ryder dropped out of nowhere. Then my shit with Hand dropped. A lot of niggas was salty behind that shit. Like, oh, this nigga battle is dropping all fast, like... Yeah, like dead ass, like, you feel me? So on this one, it's like, I know I got some good work sitting, so it's like, I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying? Cause I know when that shit drop, that shit going to be dope, so I'm just letting URL do whatever they do. But, you know, my birthday next month, the 22nd, so
Happy early birthday, my nigga.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to get it for that, man, hopefully.
Now, I seen something on 15 Minutes of Fame, and you always used to big this nigga up, and you used to always kill me if I said anything derogatory towards your Harlem brother and shit. And I seen him showing you love on 15 Minutes of Fame. Yeah, T-Rex. Now, you got them all, because I seen him clear as day said, shout your name out. That's real?
Yeah, that shit real. Shout out to Rex, man. It's big bro right there, man. That's a fact. He's definitely part of the family, man. Like, that's official,
up,
you feel me? Like, that's been official, you feel me, for the
past
couple months.
You've been saying that for years, though, before niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, in a bad rap culture, like, a lot of niggas will probably look at it and be like, oh, shit, this nigga just jumping on the wave or something, or he just
that's
trying to get down with
him.
Like, niggas don't even know. Like, this shit go back. Like, I knew Rex when I was a young kid. Like, you feel me? Like, I battled him when I was a young kid. Like, do them things that happened, you know, like, things that I went through, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little separation or whatever. But and now niggas getting back into the rap shit, he been knew that I'd go. So just to see me doing it, you feel me, in the battle rap shit, and nigga got the URL, just like, it made sense, you feel me? And I'm from Harlem, so it's like, come on, like, that's all Harlem based, you feel me? So that's another thing niggas got to know, I mean, I'm keeping that Dot Mall shit alive. Like, niggas think that shit gone, like, nah, like, I'm here with that shit.
We do need the young blood niggas to come on Dot Mall, you know what I'm saying? Now,
that's a fact.
Here's another question I want to ask you now. I've been speaking to niggas like you, Ryder, Twerk, the young niggas that's coming in the game. I love the energy from y'all niggas. Now, do you see a shift, Snake Eyes? Because you a fan also. Even though you're a battle rapper, you've been a fan of this shit.
Yeah.
Do you see a shift where the niggas that's coming in now is like telling the veterans, like, yo, my niggas, we here right now? Because I can make an argument that all the dope battles this year has been from niggas, PGs, mid-tiers and niggas that was on the come-up and they might have fell off, but they got back on their grizzly and shit. Would you agree with that?
Nah, that's a fact. Niggas, it's the hunger, man. Like, you feel me? Like, niggas is hungry, you feel me? Like, it ain't about the money. It ain't about all the other shit. Like, niggas just coming in to try to just show niggas that they go, you feel me? Like, but as far as, like, is the step, the shift changing and all that, like, of course, it's definitely showing, but the people got to let it happen. They got to let niggas grow, you feel me? How they growing pains and shit. Like, a lot of us, like, me and Rod ain't got a lot of battles, so you might, and there might be a few bad niggas don't like, you feel what I'm saying, or something like that, you feel me? Where niggas ain't perfect or whatever, but niggas is still growing, you feel me? Like, but I, on the other end, I get it. Like, you shouldn't take a whole bunch of battles for niggas to see what niggas got, if niggas got it. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as us, man, niggas is working, man. Everybody out here is working. You know, the vets is slowing down somewhat. But, you know, them niggas, I still got love for the vets, man. You feel me? Like, they paved the way for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel me? Like, you know, you gotta, you know, show love.
Want to get your opinions. What do you think of this Hitman Holler and Suge battle finally happening?
That's crazy. Niggas, I remember when niggas used to ask for that. Niggas was asking for that years
right?
ago. Like,
yep.
Yeah, that shit crazy. That shit finally going down on UW, man. Like, I don't know, man.
It should be
like,
on URL, though, Snake Eyes. Am I fucked up for saying that, though, fam?
Nah, not at all. Like, I'm one of them niggas that feel like that Mook and Lux shit should have been on URL because that's where all their history happened. Like, you can't just take some history from here.
Be Lux
and Hollow. Yeah, like, pop them on a, like, another platform. Like, what the fuck? Like, in a Lux and Hollow shit, you feel me? Like, you feel me? Like, but as far as the battle I'm concerned, like, Hitman, he like, his the shock, it's going to be the shock factor, you feel me? Like, he's back.
Right.
Like, it's going to be going crazy. Suge going to have to be great that night, you feel me? Because anything
right,
that's
true,
that shit going to hit. Like, that shit is going to hit. And I, you know Hitman got that one-round stigma? Like, well, yo, he just got one round. Like, he's been going so long, he should have three rounds of, like, stupidity.
Facts.
Like,
facts,
you feel
facts.
Me? So,
yep,
Suge got to be
yep.
on this shit. Still got to be on this shit.
So, before we wrap up here, my nigga, like, so in 2017, how many battles you see yourself going into the new year?
Yo, that's another thing, man. I'm on that quality over quantity shit, man. Like,
okay,
I ain't got to be,
gotcha.
You feel me, like, battling all over the place. You feel me? Like, I got the you know what I'm saying? The URL
right.
situation. I'm just chilling, man. Like, I'm probably trying to battle, like, four times. You feel me? Like, but every time niggas see me, that shit gonna be fire, though. You feel me? Like, every time niggas see me, that shit gonna be dope. I'm giving niggas my all. But, no, of course, I'm gonna touch a few more, you know what I'm saying? A few spots. We go hard. Touch Coliseum,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
well,
no don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. 2017,
because
I might have a, like, probably, I'm probably battle more than four times. I'm bugging, like, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to battle a lot.
Right.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying, you know.
We had a conversation with one of the new bloggers named Battle Truth, and he says that, and I want your opinion on this, that the fact that URL signs contracts to niggas, he thinks that's foul, and niggas should be able to battle wherever the fuck they want to go. What do you feel about that? Or you can't comment on that because you know you're in a situation.
Nah, like, everybody different, man. Like, some
right.
niggas just want to get the bread and shit like that.
Facts.
Some niggas
exposure.
Lying in that situation where they feel like, I'm saying the bread's not even, it's not even all about the bread. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, some niggas don't have no problem being patient, you feel me? When you be patient, shit happens anyway. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. As far as me, like, you know, I'm on some exclusivity shit, so, you know.
Right.
It's, you know.
Thank God, man, my nigga. We fucks with you heavy up here, my nigga. The next battle that drops, when you and Mooga drop, I'm definitely recapping that shit, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. My next battle, when y'all find out who I'm battling next, man, y'all going to fuck
Uh-oh.
With this one, man. Y'all going to fuck with
this
one.
When we find out where we getting you back
if
up
you,
here,
nah,
nigga,
if you paying attention, you know, if you paying attention out here, you should have an idea of what's probably cooking.
I think I have an idea, but I don't want to say his name. Me and P be talking on the low and shit, but I ain't going to say nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Now, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, rookie versus sophomore go down, you feel me?
I hope so, my nigga, for real.
You
got to
show these niggas from last year what's up, you feel me? Because, you know, the seven that we got, you feel me, it's an issue. It's an issue. It's an issue.
But hold on, who's seven y'all battle? Av, because Av, Chess, Briz, Top, them boys is, woo!
Right, but, you know. Niggas go too, you feel me? Just,
yeah, I'm
like,
you,
the matchup gotta happen, yo. You feel me? Like,
too,
you all know until it happen, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, certain, it's about the battles too. Like, you wouldn't know until you put these niggas in front of niggas, you feel me?
That's true. Because a lot
you
of niggas thought that Chef Trez was gonna wash Ryder, and he didn't wash Ryder.
Right. I ain't gonna lie, that battle was close on camera, but, you know. I'm fucking with what Chef Trez did a lot in that battle. Like,
yeah, the rebuttal game. His rebuttal game is nasty. I thought his third round was fire, but
yeah,
but
Ryder definitely did his thing in that, man. Ryder's sniffing fucking dog paint, fucking dog fucking shit. If he think he beat me, that nigga still running around with that, man. Like, don't lie, yo. Listen, how y'all feel about that battle, man?
I'm going to keep it tall. It's a close battle. I'm going to keep it tall with you. I watched that shit at least four times. The first couple of times, I'm like, yo, this is debatable. But I'm on an edge rider. Just a tinsy wincy. That ain't taking nothing away from you. I got to keep it tall because you my guy. But it's a dope. It's a dope. See, think, guys, in a battle like that where you and Ryder, I don't give a fuck about a win. I give a fuck more about the back and forth. Just like Ryder and Chef Trez, I give a fuck about back and forth. JC,
nah, you know what it is? You know why I bring that shit up? You know why I bring that shit up, man? Like, you feel me? Because, you know, Ryder on the high right now, but, you know, nigga, that battle need more appreciation. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, fuck. He running around talking about he 30 niggas. You ain't 30 nobody, my nigga.
Nah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's a great battle on both ends. Niggas both made that battle what it is and got us both where we at. Yeah, we've been sharing cards and niggas just been, you know what I'm saying, stepping it up, progressing. You feel me? And Ryder definitely showed something different in that Chef Dre battle. But salute to him. But he out his fucking mind if he think he washed me. Fuck out of here.
Yo, but Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, we got to have our one rounder sometime soon, my G. You got to get these bars real quick.
Hey, tell me, you know what's crazy? You probably been writing some shit for months, man. Like, that ass, like.
Hey, bro, I got the meanest Snake Eye name flips you ever heard.
Hey, listen, just know when we battle, your name ain't Timbo that night. Your name Rosenberg, nigga.
Y'all should do that, though.
I'm going to flip the shit out of that name, nigga.
We just set that up. For one round, it's Snake Eyes, what up?
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, you
want to
do a one-rounder? If you want to do a one-rounder, we can set it up right here, bro.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, I got a PayPal account, man. Holla at me, man.
You already, man.
Fuck with y'all, man. Salute to y'all niggas, man. Feel good to talk to y'all niggas, man.
You
know it's all love, man. You know?
You already, man.
PSA Radio, man. It's a fact, man.
You already,
Snake Eyes. What y'all do, bro.
Already.
Salute, bro. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right.
Proud of that nigga, son, for real.
Friends of the show, man. Salute for him coming on the show. It's good to see where he's at and what he's doing now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely. So salute to Snake Eyes coming on.
Right now.
He running from this battle, though, my G. Snake Eyes, I know he's hearing. I'm playing.
Timo said I got the Snake Eye flips you ever heard in your life.
I got the meanest Snake Eye flips you've ever heard, my G. Ever.
Oh, shit. I forgot you I-Rock. Word. I forgot you I-Rock got busy. That shit was hard. I ain't going to
front. I'm full I-Rock, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm itching, but now some real shit. It's dope to see where he's at. You know, we talked with him, and we've known him before everything.
Right,
you know,
when
this is something that he wanted to do, and now that he's done it, he's on URL. It's crazy. It's dope.
Yep.
I love it. We got the next guest calling up. This is becoming a regular track.
Yeah, it's calling right. It's all right. I just like our back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I just like our back and forth.
I feel you. What's our discussion today?
I don't even know. I'm going to keep it. I don't even know. I would just, you know how we do.
Yeah.
We battle rap aficionados up here, so we just, you know.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I like to, you know, get caught off guard, you know.
I feel you.
See where he's at.
Always.
Yep. There's a lot of battles they got to drop, though. They got to drop T-Rock Arsenal. They got to drop T-Rock. I don't want to see T-Rock and Nitty, man. I'm good off that, bro. I've seen an interview with 15.
T-Rock and Nitty?
Nah, I'm good off that. I'm good. I really don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rock and Nitty. They got Briz and Ars.
Shook Surf.
I mean, all
they
of
still
them
got Born Legacy on three matches. They ain't show.
Sugar Surf drop.
I said Sugar Surf, my bad. I mean Surfing Two Top, pardon me.
Oh, Surfing Tie, yeah. Surfing Tie means to go.
I can't wait to see that battle. I can't wait to recap. I can't wait for us to recap that battle.
I know.
Really want to see.
I know.
Everybody got their opinion, but we want to see that shit. And see what it does. I really want to see it for ourselves, right? Huh?
We got to see that shit for ourselves, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I want to see Ivan Chess, too, though. Because everybody's saying that was Battle of the Night.
Ivan Chess, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Let's see,
we got Battle Troop. We have to call up.
Yep. Somebody just hit me on.
Let's see.
He's calling right now. Yeah, he just hit me right now. Yep, he's calling right now.
Word. This guy's been dropping content like crazy, Dre.
Yeah, he's out here, boy. He's dropping content like crazy. And what, like I said, what I respect about what we just have our conversations, like, I need niggas to understand something. We don't look for niggas to agree. Like, if Timbo says something that he don't, and he disagree with me, he gonna tell me he disagree with me. That disagree with me. That's what makes the beauty of debate. Like, niggas,
yeah,
could disagree, but it's still respectful. We still fam. It ain't nothing. Timbo gonna be like, yo, Dre, you talking crazy. I'm not. We don't catch feelings up here. We don't be on that ego shit. It's all love. It's just battle rap.
That's
all it is, man.
It is all love.
All
man.
It is battle rap.
It's all love. This shit is just battle rap.
That's all it is, bro.
Facts. All right, we got the guest calling up right now. Let's get them all. Friend of the show, Battle Truth is on. What's good, bro?
How y'all doing, guys?
Truth, what's good, my G?
Chilling, bro.
Man, how y'all
chilling.
Feeling?
You doing
y'all
good, man. You know, just
always
in the crack,
bro.
You know?
Why y'all sound down, man? Why y'all sound so
down?
Bro?
We good, bro. We good. Nah.
Oh, okay, okay.
We
I'm a little
great,
salty, if anything. I'm good.
What you salty
you know?
About?
Huh?
What I missed. I must have missed something, brother. What you salty about?
No, saucy. I'm saucy off some liquor.
Oh,
some
okay.
I'm
drinking
some Henny
okay.
straight.
Oh,
I'm good,
okay,
man.
Slowing
okay,
down.
Okay. What did you
talking
about,
about,
man? So
got half an hour.
What's
we
going
about,
on, my G? What we got on the schedule today?
Man, fantasy battles, brother.
Fantasy battle time.
Fantasy battles.
The battle.
Battles that you figure. Yeah, battles that you would love to see, but you know the possibility of them actually happening is slim to none.
And why is it slim to none?
And this is only battle rappers. No industry cats, only battle rappers allowed on this
why,
one.
Why
right
is it slim to none, though? Well, why is it slim to none?
Well, I guess it depends on what's on your list.
Okay.
Very true.
I guess it depends
I
on what's
it.
On your list. So I don't know what y'all got, but I know a couple I put on there.
Set it off, Truth.
There we go.
Okay, a fantasy battle. So we're going to get a fantasy battles and why we want them to take place, too?
Mm-hmm. How many battles are we doing? Each.
I got three. I got
okay.
three.
Okay, let's do all three. Right. Let's do three.
Okay.
I feel that. Let's do three. All right, hit it. And why? Yeah,
okay.
I like your
and
I like
this
it
is,
with why.
This isn't, yeah, this is in no specific order. But, man,
okay.
I would love to see if this battle could ever take place, I would love to see it because I just know that it's a lot that's going on behind closed doors that we don't know about, but because they on the same team, the possibilities of this actually happening won't happen. And that battle would be T-Rex versus Murder Mook. Y'all already know that. And I believe because Rex been in his shadow too long. And and knowing Rex's character and the person he is, and he know in the depthness of his heart, he can beat Murder Mook. He know that, but the fans and the public will not allow that to happen. He know that. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Like, if you listen to all his battles, like, not all of them, but a lot of his battles, he actually literally took shots at Mook. Literally. We know that.
Yeah,
he's
taking shots at him in interviews, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yep.
So we're not dumbfounded at that at all. But that's only, look, the Bible say, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So he speak those things because a part of him inside believed that to be true. You get what I'm saying? But because it'll make him look bad, he don't dare to do it, but he want to do it. And I believe if they ever battle, that'll be something to see.
So you think, hold on, let's go real quick. You got Rex beating Mook?
Yeah, I believe Rex will beat Mook easily. I don't even think it'll be hard.
It will be hard?
No, it won't be.
Truth be wildin', my dude.
Okay, well, hear me out while I say that. First of all, you got to keep in mind, bro, we have footages. We got Murder Mook footage. We got T-Rex footage. And if you add up the footage of what they brought to the table that we can see, Rex beat him on footage every time. Every time. If you go to Mook's best battle.
Mook got a small sample size, though, Truth. It's a small sample size.
He have a what?
it's a small sample size of battles that Mook has, though, my brother. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, no, man. He got a lot. He gave us 5 rounds of Iron Solomon. And one of those, how'd you give us 5 rounds and none of them was good? I please explain that to me. How you give 5 rounds of Iron Solomon and we can't give you a quote from none of that? But
Timber,
people,
who you got?
Well, I think you need
battle.
To do 3. Oh, if they battle.
No, who you got
oh, if they battle.
Battle.
If they battle.
Battle.
Oh, man. If they battle, fuck, that's tough, man. I got Mook winning, though. I can't lie. I ain't never
Mook.
Told
why,
you.
Though?
I ain't gonna lie.
Why, though, Timbo? Why, though? Why, though?
You know what? I think Mook is just, shit, it's tough, man. I think, like you said, Mook can do this better, in my opinion. I think Mook is a better battle rapper than T-Rex is. I think Mook is a better battle rapper than T-Rex is. So I think,
man,
I personally think he would beat him.
T-Rex been in the jungle his whole career. That man went up against top gunners and hitters and came out victorious almost every time.
Well, Mook is an angle-based rap, battle rapper in this point of his career, so
I think Mook
he's going to try to break down,
break him down
T-Rex.
But
yeah.
But you can't break him down. You can't see this is what I'm saying about Mook. How could you break down a guy that's gunning at your head 3 rounds straight? Look, you could break down people who simplified. Rex ain't simplified. You can't look, if you think about battle rap, how you gonna break down a person that's gunning at your head all bars over and over and over again and not giving you a break? So even if you're trying to break down somebody, that don't work against gunners. That only work against people who simplified.
Okay. What's your second battle?
My second battle is Cassidy and Arsenal. Cassidy and Arsenal. As much as they were beefing with each other all on the internet. See, and I hated that, man. That didn't make no sense to me. Like I said in my one blog, how is it, Cassidy, that you could put out diss tracks on YouTube for nothing but won't jump in the ring and do it against him for the money? You get what I'm saying? You'll put a diss track on YouTube for nothing, because I'm pretty sure you're not getting no money off YouTube like that. A couple $1,000, that ain't nothing. But you guaranteed could probably get 40 to 50,000 that you're going to make more than YouTube, but you would do a whole diss record, more than 9, 10 minutes long, diss and Arsenal on different tracks, but
right.
Won't jump in the ring with this brother. Come on, man.
Why would you want to see a battle, though, Truth?
Because they've been going at it with each other.
Okay.
Exactly what I'm saying. Remember, they both were putting out songs after songs on YouTube against each other. You get what I'm saying? And Arsenal begging him, like, come in the ring, let's go. He like, give me that chicken.
I think Arsenal will fuck Cassidy up.
Right. But that's why he's trying to dare him to get in that ring for that money. But Cassidy wants too much money that he's not going to get. You get what I'm saying? But how do y'all think about this, though, Dre and Timbo? What do you think about he won't get in the ring with him, but it's him on YouTube? Song after song, more than 3 minutes long, dissing Arsenal, dissing him now.
That's whack.
But hold on, Timbo. We interviewed Cassidy after he battled Disaster, and what he kept stressing, this man kept saying, chicken. I wanted to go to fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken after hearing chicken, or tell my wife, baby, you going to out of the kitchen and hook us on fried chicken. That's all he gives a fuck about is chicken. That's all he kept saying in the fucking interview is chicken, Truth. I'm sitting like, okay, my nigga, I get it. You know, so like, think about it. Allegedly, he got, what, 250K to battle Diz? So he, you know, he beat Diz. So his asking price to battle Arsenal is probably astronomical. Is that a battle I really want to see? Not really, but I got Arsenal beating up Casco.
But what do you think about what I just said, though? I want you to answer that question, Dre. What do you think about him going on YouTube, dropping diss songs about Arsenal, though, longer than 3 minutes long, more than one of them, but won't get in the ring with him for
50,000? It's the trap, though. That's all it is. It's the trap. He's trying to force Arsenal now to probably get that paper to battle him now. He know Arsenal got his own league. He's probably like, fuck it, smacking them, don't want to give me the bread. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave 40 shorty to fucking Loaded Lux, Mr. Beloved. You feel me? Tell Tretch and them niggas from Naughty by Nature, Latifah, whoever behind the scenes and niggas in Jersey Red Man, whoever, get the money together and get it popping. So I think he's playing chess right now, to be honest. He's just playing chess right now.
Do you look at it that way, Timbo?
Nah, I don't think this battle will ever go down. I really, really don't. I don't think Cassidy wants that. And I think it's whack if you're not going to accept the battle, but you're putting out diss records after diss record after diss record. I don't like that shit.
But
I
got
no problem
on YouTube.
Huh? Yeah.
I got no problem with the diss records.
No, but this is what I'm saying, though. It ain't the point of the diss record. We don't have, look, I'm saying if you complaining about the chicken, but you a put something on YouTube that ain't going to really give you no money, but I could give you $50,000. You dissing him anyway.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just go in the ring and do it for the $50,000? Your YouTube stuff ain't going to give you number, what, about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 at the most, maybe?
He probably allegedly got $250 off Disaster, my nigga. $250, I think.
But he was supposed to did two battles, though. And then and now people saying in the allegation it wasn't even really that much.
Probably wasn't. They didn't be lying about their pricing.
Right. Disaster even said something about that. Like, man, he didn't get that much money like that. He said he got like something 80 for two. Well, didn't he say something like 80,000 for two battles?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But the second one never came out or never really got the. I don't know what happened with the second one, but.
What's your
That's
third
what
battle?
Disaster said. The third one, man. The third one could be the same as. The third one got something to do with the same exact guy, man, in the first one, and it's T-Rex. T-Rex.
Oh, you love some Rex, boy.
No, I don't. It ain't that I love them. It's that I want to see these things. It was always said that T-Rex beat Loaded Lux, even though we don't have the footage for it. You get what I'm saying?
Don't tell me T-Rex and Lux.
What you say?
You want to see Rex and Lux?
Yeah, I want to see the real. They said he beat Lux already. That's what they all be saying. Rex said it. They even said Lux even admitted it. I want to see it with my own eyes. I want to see it. And not only that, I want to see Lux go up against a gunner like T-Rex. I don't want to see him going up against passive guys like Hollow with passive. He tell a lot of jokes.
What's he going
to tell a lot of jokes?
Down, spin around a couple times, talk about the 12-toe skinnies. Talk about him beating him back in the day, footage that we never saw before. I got Lux beating Rex clearly.
No, I got. See, the thing about Rex
is.
I'm telling you, to me, what I learned, what I know about this man, his whole career. Again, that man kept New York alive when that Midwest hit, man. Everybody else was. Listen, I'm telling you facts. Listen, think about this. Young, ill, Verb, and Hitman were crushing the East Coast. Battlers.
Fact.
Rex arguably beat all of them by himself. He beat Bird.
False.
He beat Hitman. What?
False.
False what?
He didn't beat Young Ailes, in my opinion.
But a lot of people debate that. I believe Young Ill was more probably. I don't know, man. I listened to that.
Man,
like,
that brim hat that Young Ill did for me, that's all he had to do for me. That's all he had to do.
I think it was just
ridiculous.
I think it was like two different levels. I think Young Ill may have been lyrical, but T-Rex was more a realer. From the moment he even said
definition of realer, though?
Like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Like, Ill was just talking lyrics. Rex was on that street stuff. Like, when you hear Rex, you actually felt him like, man. He like, so come on, New York, please. And he said, what'd he say? St. Louis, please don't say y'all man won. That's exactly what they're going to give me. Murder won in the first. You know what I'm saying? And when he was talking about, Ill grew up wearing his mama bath and body works. I grew up, man, I'm talking about, man. Dude.
I like that shit. Don't get me wrong. I like that shit, but I still got to be all right. Who else? Hitman? I don't even really count that. That's a one-round battle. I hate judging one-round battles.
But it was long, though. It was long. They rapped for over 5 minutes.
It was all right.
You hear me, Young Ill? Him and Young Ill was 1 minute.
But that's one of the best one-round battles of all time.
All time.
Right. But that's exactly what I'm saying. How could you judge that one and don't judge the other one?
Because that battle's kicking that other battle's ass. And we wanted, and I wanted two more rounds of Rex and Ill when I heard them rhyme. I didn't really care to hear two more rounds. No shade of Rex and Hitman. I didn't care
that was
two more rounds from him after that.
You didn't think that was a good battle?
It was all right.
Man,
on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high, it was a 6.
Oh my gosh, man, you tripping, man.
I'm tripping.
That was a 6?
Hold on. You going to tell me, Troop, that Rex and Hitman is in the same stratosphere as Rex and Ill, my brother?
No, what I'm telling you is it's higher than a 6. Okay, okay. If you get okay, if you gave that Rex and Hitman a 6, what do you give Hitman? And, I mean, what do you give T-Rex and Young Ill then?
I give T-Rex and Ill 9.8, 9.6.
Okay, so if you're giving them 9.8, 9.6, you telling me that Hitman and Rex battle wasn't that good, brother? It was a 6 out of a 10?
A 6 is not bad, though.
6.6, 6.6
ain't bad.
That is bad.
I'm going off the battle rap community for 1 second. People that we go back and forth with on social media, whether it's people that we talk to, battle rappers, or comments on the bottom of the show. No one really talks about Hitman and Rex, my G. No one really. Let's keep it tall.
I believe
no one
TC,
does.
This one I'm saying about.
Right.
Like it's a new wave that's taking place. Well, y'all remember you spoke about this before on the last show. Now you got like a lot of young dudes coming in battle rap who don't know the history of T-Rex. Young Hitman ain't been battling for a couple years now. So you got this new age in that just into like what's happening now. They don't know the history of what these guys did
right.
and brought to
I'm
the table.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. Who's had a battle? I'm gonna ask both of y'all this question. Who's had a better battle rap career, Hitman or Rex?
Rex.
What?
Hitman.
How
Hitman got a better rap career than Rex
when he don't even really win his battles?
You don't know the law.
Hitman and Verb is better than any battle that Rex has ever had. Facts.
Because you're saying that because Verb and them had a classical thing, but that don't make it a better career. Like, I'm going to give you an example. The Hollow B Hitman.
That battle was one of the most disappointing battles of all time. I got Hollow winning that 2-1.
That was a garbage battle, right?
It was disappointing, very disappointing.
This
Mikey had a mic
Hitman.
In the hand, too. Hollow changing shirts, LOM shirts.
Surf B Hitman.
Yes, Surf B Hitman. 2-1 to me.
The Young Ill B Hitman.
Oh, we're talking about Street Status, Tom.
The Young Ill B Hitman.
No.
Oh, come on now. Hitman even admitted that. Come on now, bro.
It's debatable if you don't.
Hitman said that in the Bird battle. He said, you can't hang with me. He said, Ill probably can't because I got a little... Yeah, but he said, but I got better since Street Status and was looking at Ill throwing him a shot like I'm ready for you now. You get what I'm saying?
What's the last battle Rex has had? I don't want to talk too much about Rex, but we're going to move on.
I got Rex beating T-Top. I don't know why y'all ain't seeing this, bro.
Hitman has got better battles than that battle. Hitman and Oss is fucking fire. Hitman and Big T is fire. Hitman and Surf was dope. Hitman and John was the second best battle.
Hitman and John John was the second best battle
on Summer Madness 2 after Lux and Hollow. And you can make the argument that Hitman and John John was the best back and forth on Summer Madness 2 between both of them.
Okay, well, see, here's the thing. You're saying good battles, but if you look at Rex, he blow people out, for instance. Rex blew out Cortez. Rex blew out Big T. Rex blew out Daylight. Rex blew out Arsenal.
You're talking about total slaughter, and I'm not shading on total slaughter.
They were still round battles. He cleaned out their whole house.
But hold on, Truth. A lot of battle rap community don't give
up.
And I'm not saying for me. But a lot of people don't care about those battles. Let's call it.
Okay, what about when he went against Cortez on Smack? 3 rounds.
That battle was trash. First off,
because Cortez got bodied every round.
No, not because of that. Because they won't let Cortez get his shit off. First of all, let's call it this, and let's be real. Rex is fire.
Okay, here's my thing. So you say Rex ain't fire? Rex wasn't good against him in Arsenal.
He was okay. One round, I'm not going to give a nigga props.
What's he
doing
against DNA?
Round. 1 second round that's lukewarm, and the third round that's, like B-Magic says, in my B-Magic
that's
voice.
Right. Okay, look, he blew out Verb. Yes, that's true.
2-1.
And he had
2-1.
Killer.
He was a blowout. Verb won the first round. 2-1. That's not a blowout.
Verb won
not
the first round. I can't tell. I can't tell he won the first round
all right.
at all.
We'll get
I
back to that. Let me give you we got to go around. Let me give you my three battles right quick. All right. Bam. First battle. I've been clamoring for this battle for a long time. I want to see Arsenal the Rebel against Tsunami Surf. And here's the reason why. I've been saying this for a long time, Truth and Timbo, that there might be a respect factor for both. Arsenal is one of the most respected battle rappers in this shit. He's battling every motherfucking league. Truth be told, it took DNA 1,200 battles to pass Arsenal to get the most few battles. That's a different story. Surf, I feel that he feels deep down that even though Arsenal might have more stamps on his passport because he's battling all over the fucking place, that the hood niggas and the street niggas fuck with me a little more than Ars. I don't know if y'all feel me on that. And you look at on the UW situation when Tay-Rock and Arsenal was bad and Arsenal took the shot. Niggas was not expecting that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Tim will interview Surf a couple times. You know, exactly. No one expected that. So for me, fellas, I got Sue Surf, Arsenal. Talk to me, fellas. What y'all think?
Who you got winning, though?
See, this is where we... Y'all going Surf 2-1.
I'm
going
Surf
2-1, believe it or not.
I go with Arsenal 2-1 because I believe Arsenal is going to purposely... I think Arsenal, that disrespect going to go to the level where you never seen nobody ever disrespect Surf like. And Arsenal going to pull everything out of the hat. And you know when he go in, he be barking. And it might
but
be
sometimes
on
niggas say
ever.
Arsenal do be kicks have filler though. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you can do too much that do have filler, but
yeah.
I don't know. Arsenal got a lot of Arsenal in his way. I got Arsenal 2-1. That'll be a cold battle though.
What you got, Timbo?
But what's the possibility of it actually happening?
I got 2-1. Yeah.
Okay. What's the possibility of it actually happening though? And, why, and hold on, before
happened.
That, Timbo, why you got served 2-1? I just want to hear.
I think Surf is going to outright Arsenal for that battle.
Outright
that's
him?
The reason I would pick Surf over Ars. I would say
Ars
will get more personal.
Arsenal?
Yes.
Okay.
Outbar Arsenal? Yeah. But I think Ars will be extremely disrespectful. As Arsenal tends to be, but I think Surf would beat him in a battle.
It wouldn't shock me if Arsenal beat Surf in a battle,
though. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. They have to both come 100%. There's a lot of ifs that happen in these battles.
That's true. That's a
Surf
point
would have to come
if?
100%. Yeah. A lot of ifs have to happen for this to happen. For Surf to beat Arsenal, yes, I feel like he can outright him.
Here's my second battle, Truth and Timbo. I'm going off this battle off performance alone, energy alone. And this battle, to me, if one of these participants that I'm going to keep, before I say his name, if he would have just kept it straight, if he'd have kept his head straight and just stayed the course and not go left on us, this nigga could have been one of the greatest. I'm just being real. Well, maybe not the greatest, but he was that nigga. On performance alone, I'm going Hitman Holla. Versus QP, Clean Paper. Talk to me.
That'd be a good one. That's but the only thing about it is Clean Paper show up because he choke a lot. You get what I'm saying? That's
right.
It. If he come like he is Clean Paper, I had Clean Paper winning that battle though. I have Clean Paper winning that battle because Clean Paper, like you said, performance. And he do got bars, and I just like his cockiness, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I
Hit
love
man.
Clean, man. Yo, I'm going to be real with you. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I always – that's one nigga, Truth, that I always keep – Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive for that nigga right there, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I fucks with Clean so heavy, man.
Dre, let me ask you a question, Dre and Timbo. Is he the one that really, really invented the Say It Again? Did that really come from him? I saw the battle where he said against B. Magic.
Yeah, it did.
But
it
was
did,
that
it
the
did.
First time that was ever said?
Yep.
He's that the first Brown Stephen from what I know it is, yeah. First cat.
Oh, yep. Wow.
First cat.
Man, yeah, that's cold because now everybody's that's more said than anybody. Slow it down than anything, huh? Bring it back, huh?
Clean was fire,
right,
man.
Who you
I'm
got?
Sorry.
Is that the third?
Yes, he is.
No, and not for nothing, when Clean battled Arsenal a couple years ago, he came correct. So I feel that you put him in front of a big name.
Right.
Against
that was
a hitman. Yeah, Arsenal and Clean Paper was fire. That was a fire battle.
He lost, though, but that was a good
battle. Clean?
Yeah,
he didn't
lost.
Do bad, though. He didn't do bad.
No, he did good. He did good.
He did
that's a classic
good.
Battle. They both
I mean,
good.
When he did second round, when he looked around and shit, and he's like,
right.
The motherfucker he was talking to, yo.
Right, he was
like
looking for, yeah.
Me,
they got off. They got off. That was a good battle. They got,
nah.
And that was on Black Ice Cartel, right?
Yeah, Syndicate Cartel. Shout out to Syndicate Cartel.
Yeah.
John Doe and the rest of the crew over there. My last battle, fellas.
No, Timbo didn't say. Timbo didn't pick.
Oh, who would you pick, Mr. Timbo? Hitman or Oz?
No, Hitman,
I mean,
Hitman,
and,
Hitman and
Clean.
Oh, Hitman
Clean.
And Clean?
Yeah.
Shit, man. 100%, I might have to go Clean, bro.
Right.
Really?
The thing is, 100%, I think Clean is funnier, way funnier than Hitman.
But see, Timbo,
so
not to cut you off, my brother, but there's a nugget you just said. You said if a Clean.
That's what I'm
you
saying,
I mean?
But I'm expecting, given these battles, though, I'm expecting 100% from each. That's why we're setting them up.
I got Hitman.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going 100%.
I got Clean.
So I'm going Clean.
I got Hitman.
Who's your third?
I get Hitman the first round, and he lose the last two.
All right, my
last one,
fellas. These niggas decided to link up and become a posse. They're in a squad together now. But I'm going to say this. Nigga, you are smart as hell to sign this motherfucker because you have to go and see this motherfucker at one particular
don't
time.
Don't take
A-Rock.
It. Don't take my honorable mention, brother. You better not take my honorable mention.
I'm going T-Rock and
oh, my gosh.
Yes. I'm going T-Rock and Av. Yo,
that battle right
there, bro.
Right.
Nigga.
Right.
If they were
right.
Not K-Gang and they put
right.
Av and Rock on a fucking card, nigga.
Right.
Bruh.
Right.
Bruh.
That's, you know what, I was going to say that, but they were too young. It was too young to mention this as a fantasy battle. That's the only reason why I didn't say that.
Yo.
But like you said, that he signed him, man. That's horrible.
No, that's
horrible.
Smart. That's smart. And I'm not taking nothing away from Tay Rock because he don't duck nobody. So I'm not saying he ducked nobody. Don't get it fucked. The Rock is in my top five. But Rock and Ass.
They should at least battle first, like NWX, then came together as a team.
I agree, Truth. I agree.
Mm.
Who y'all got? Because I don't know who I got.
That's a hard
matches.
Look, you know what's crazy, though, bro? Somebody have to beat Rock, and that was the one that I figured would have the best chance of doing it. And when he came Cave Gang, But that goes back to, I swear, I can't get around this. It always go back to why these brothers signing in these cliques. They signing these cliques so that they can have a better advantage of getting more battles.
Not to cut you off, True, but they was homies from what we interviewed T-Rock, and he said they was homies before he got on URL. So they had a relationship. So for them to battle, it would have been, you know what I mean? That's his mans and shit. You feel
where
me?
Where Ab from?
Virginia.
Okay. Man.
Timbo, what you got?
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Let me tell you something. Truth is going to
No, you didn't answer the question.
What's the question, brother?
He didn't pick who would win.
Oh, Timbo, who you got? Av and Rock.
Oh, who I got? I'm going Av, bro. I'm going Av with a clear 2-1. Swear to God.
Clear.
Swear to God. Swear I'm wrong.
Yeah, that was a good one right there, Dre. That was a good one. That was mine, so I did it.
Yeah, Tim.
Here we go.
Oh, hey,
these guys have been down day one.
Uh-oh.
Always the day one that would end up making a good battle. Right. I'm going Mad Papa versus Hollow, the Denon and on, baby.
Wow.
Mad versus Hollow. I want to see this go down. Bad. Who you guys got?
That's hard because you never look. It's hard because of this. But look, I'm not a big fan of Hollow like that, man. Because again, he do two things that bother me. He do them corny jokes a lot.
Don't be paying the truth.
I'm telling the truth, man. He has too many gaps in his round, man. He don't just go solid straight through. It's too many gaps. But with that being said. And Mav, big problem, man. He mentioned Biggie too much in his music. Why he always mention Biggie,
thing,
man?
Huh?
But it's a Brooklyn
thing.
Yeah.
That's
but why he got the Pac T-shirt on?
That's true. That's facts. That's facts.
Then why he got the Pac T-shirt on?
He's rocking the Pac shoes. That's facts. Good rebuttal, Truth. Good rebuttal. Good rebuttal.
You
hear Chef Trez, my nigga.
Who you got?
My gosh. That's hard. If I'm a gambling man, though, I guess I got to go with Hollow, man.
I'm not
going
to front, though.
Okay.
Math going to want that battle, though, Timbo.
He want it now.
He
want it now. Math.
I think he could.
I think he could too. If he show up, he could.
Tim, what you saying?
I think Math could win this battle, is all I'm saying. Hollow's nice. But this is more personal.
You know what? I take Math too. Now that I think about it, I take Math too. Because I think Math got.
Now, let me not say, I'm not saying I'm picking Math, but I'm saying it'll be close.
I pick Math, because when I heard Math's song, you hear his song he just put out?
Yeah, I heard his song
about
Hollow. I heard that, yeah.
He got
the
shit ready,
it seemed like. Yeah, I think that's why Mook don't take the battle with Math, because it plays into Math's favor. He got a little bit more leverage on them. Yeah. And I think he going to really let me know.
I'll go Hollow in a close one, though. I think it's
going
to be a goodie. I think it's going to be heated. And I think it's going to be a dope one. I'm going Hollow in a close one. Dre, what do you think? It's 1-1 right now. Truth has
got Hollow,
too.
I got Hollow, but I kind of see what Truth. And Timbo, you said something that really maybe swayed Truth. If I think also when you said he got a lot to say, and he's going to be, I think the personals. Math going to have a lot of personals and shit. And I think he's going to be up in Hollow.
These personals,
space
I feel like,
Hollow,
will
man.
Hit harder because they got history in battle rap. They don't have history just in,
but,
you know, local cities.
I don't know if Math is fucking with Hollow on the bar shit, though, man. I mean, when Math told
Charlie
Clips, Envy, okay, Nevada, Oklahoma, Envy, okay, shit like that, my nigga, that shit is fucking retarded, bro.
But I don't
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I think this is the one battle where bars aren't going to really matter the most.
Right.
Because I think this one is so personal.
Can't go personal with
three rounds. I feel you, but man, Math barred Diz's life in their battle, bro. Math was going crazy.
But Truth, you trying to hit three personal rounds, Truth, from Math, three personals?
I don't think he go personal, but I think he exposed him for being a person who he had to protect and look after. That's what I believe. That
the angle, he's probably
going to
go to angle. I agree, Truth. He's going to go to angle.
I think Matt is going to have a lot of loyalty over money flips. Question Hollow's loyalty, stuff like that. I think it'll be a goodie. All right, here's my second. Right. I'm going Cassidy versus Conceited on URL. Cassidy.
Yo, I'm a
keep
it talk. I ain't got no interest in that battle, but that's your fantasy battle. You might
really? Man,
nah,
I'm not
on URL.
I'm not interested in that neither. Out of everybody, Conceited. I think Conceited. I look at Conceited as like being like, I look at Conceited as being like a child, man. It's like, it's just not believable to me.
what you mean.
He remind me of a kid. It's like a kid who'd be like, man, when I grow up, I'm going to beat you up. That's how he remind me of. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
Kyle
is nice, though. But you know why I ain't got no interest in this battle like that, Timbo? Because here's the reason why, Tim. We haven't seen combat in a long time, bro. He's in wildin' now. He's on a different level. And I know the history there. I see where you're going with it. Both of y'all pick Cassidy. I really don't want to see Cassidy battle. I really don't. I'm so good.
I want to see him battle on that URL stage, though.
I agree with that, Timbo. I agree with that, Timbo. I do want to see him battle
100%
on URL.
100%.
But I
want to
see him die.
Both of these guys, I want to see
him.
I want to see him. I think he would lose.
Right.
I think Khan would definitely beat him.
I got confidence
in
Cassidy, man. Twice on Sunday, bro.
I can't really take Khan them shit. After seeing Khan and Hitman and when they had their battle and they laughing like, you the one did this. You did this.
Oh, that was horrible. Let me tell you something. I was in the building for that. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Look, Timbo, let me ask you a question. How did you think? Timbo. What was you doing when they were doing that talking, though, blaming it on each other? What was you doing?
I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not going to lie. Listen to this. After the first round, I was just drinking Red Bulls, my G. I didn't hear the rest of the fucking battle. I was at the bar getting free Red Bulls the rest of the time during their battle. That was it. Swear to God.
Oh, shit.
Horrible.
I
just
want to
see Cassidy die.
Stop playing Timbo and Truth. I got Khan, man. Come on, man.
I got Khan.
I take Khan.
Come on,
too,
Truth. Stop it, man.
Khan.
Come on, man.
I take Khan too, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
All right, here we go. The last one. Truth might not like this because, you know, it's King of the Dot. But oh well. Gonna have to deal with these
bars. I don't got
nothing
against King
G.
of the Dot.
All right, check this out. Will never happen, right? Paste versus Big Motherfucking K in Canada, baby.
Yo,
on the
I
big
ain't got
stage.
No,
why
I ain't got
why
no, I'd rather see that than conceded in Cassidy, first of all. Let me just throw that out there. For real.
I want to see this.
Right.
I want to see this for the chain, no less. Easy. I want one of them to have it. Because Big K can't get into Canada. So we can't battle.
Can't only battle in Canada?
Only on that big stage for the chain, he will. He won't be battling over here at the bunker or nothing. No.
But is that really a fantasy battle, though? Can't they just battle anyway?
It won't. I don't think it'll happen.
Why, though?
Big K doesn't want it to happen unless – Big K doesn't want it to happen unless it's in Canada, I don't think.
But I think
it's
a particular time that's got
to
happen, though.
Right. I
push that battle. I don't give a fuck, chain or no chain. I push that battle.
Right, because they ain't got too many to push anyway.
But the thing is, with the way King of the Dot works, this won't be on a small card. This isn't going to be on a bunker card, on a battle of the bay card. This would have to be on something big because Pat Stay is a main event. And he can't. The only big cards for King of the Dot are in Canada. Big K just can't get over there. They're not going to put this battle
in Boston, though, Timbo. And that's a
big
battle.
Yeah, but that wasn't a major card, though. That wasn't even for the chain. Pat Stay had the chain.
But
mine is
the chain. That's what I'm
saying. That wasn't even the chain battle.
I would be like, fuck the chain. It's just battle. Why we got a battle for the chain? Just battle. Nobody
wants
to.
But I don't think it'll happen. It won't happen unless it's on that big card. Calico, I think the only reason that happened was because Calico wasn't even a King of the Dot battle rapper, you know? So they decided to just. Some dude came in with money and put it up in Boston.
With
but this battle
said,
would have to happen on King of the Dot in Canada.
I got Big K beating Pat Stay. Like, for real.
That I got Big K 2-1. 2-1 against Pat Stay in Canada. They love that fool.
You saying
that
they
he's still emotional.
I got him.
He's still emotional.
I got him.
Yeah,
Barry, man. Barry. Barry.
2-1, though.
Yeah.
Is there any room for that battle rap? You can be on stage, have somebody talk about your mama, but someone coming up on Twitter saying, I don't think you versus so-and-so is a good matchup, and you block them? How does that work? How the fuck does that work?
I believe that hurt. Man, I'm doing a blog on that stuff because that's real, real bad. Because you got to know when you own that, when you taking the role like this, even us as bloggers, and I'm pretty sure y'all hear it all the time, you know what I'm saying? And they kill us. They kill us on things. Anytime we don't say something greasy, they kill us on them comments.
Yeah, of course. They kill us, of course.
Yep.
But it helps us out regardless, whether they kill us or not. Every time they click on that page, they help us regardless. And they have to look at that the same way. And sometimes you invite that type of stuff because it let people continue to be interested in you and your name stay out there. You know what I'm saying? Whether good or bad, mm-hmm. like all publicity.
But if I'm Big K's PR department, though, I'm going to tell him to slow down and just be in the dickhead nigga too much. Like, if you want to be a villain, that's cool. You see how Super Surf might be a villain? But it's a different kind of villain. It's like he comes off cocky, yeah, but it's not dickhead and block you and catch feelings and shit. You see what I'm saying?
What?
That Big King's type of nigga to have sex with his girl, bust a nigga, he'll be mad after. That's just
ain't you block, brother?
Huh?
Ain't you block?
We're both block, bro.
I'm about to block for a minute. And I see a nigga on college and old when Timbo catching feelings. We ain't catching feelings.
No.
I don't care
if
it's a block.
Yo, listen to this. Truth, I'm going to tell you this shit straight up. I tell this shit to Dre. I'm going to say it on air. I don't give a fuck. This month, I called Big K, right? And I called him, and I was like, yo, shout out on that freestyle, because he had a dope freestyle on some radio station in Virginia, right? I was like, yo, that freestyle was dope, bro. Salute. He's like, oh, man, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, man. And then we were just chopping up, and he was like, yo, by the way, who's this again? And I guess he got a new phone, new number. And I was like, oh, man, it's Timbo, PSA. He's like, oh, for real? Hung up and blocked me on his phone also. I swear to God.
How you know
we
he blocked
having,
you?
Like,
you calling him back?
We were having a dope five-minute, like, conversation and shit. And then he found out, like, who I was. And then hung up and blocked me. I'm like, what? For real?
How you know he blocked you, though? You called back?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that he blocked me on Twitter for less, so I'm sure he blocked me. I don't know for a fact. But this motherfucker
so
said, oh, for real, and hung up. I'm like,
and you never called back.
I don't need a call. Nah.
Okay, look, I got a question for both of y'all. Which one of y'all was blocked first?
Probably me. Probably me.
Hey, Trey, how did you know you were blocked?
I'm
trying to get the fool on the show. One time, so I'm trying to get him on the show. I'm like, Big K, and it says blocked. I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck did I do? Didn't even know.
Yeah.
And Big K is my guy. I like his back. I think Big K is nice. That's the thing. I think he's nice. Minus the emotional shit. Him and Kayshawn are probably the most emotional niggas, but he's nice though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's first team all emotional.
He is nice.
Him and Kayshawn, first team all emotional.
Yeah.
Both those cats.
He's emotional fools, man. I can't deal with it.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
I'm probably blocked too, and I never.
you probably blocked too, bro.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
I won't be at all. I believe so, man. I don't know.
You should block on your own, man.
Oh, let me ask you all a question.
Is
right
there
quick.
Room?
We got to wrap it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Who y'all feeling right now in battle rap, though? Who's catching y'all attention?
Tay Rock
is a given, though, but besides that, not the usual suspects.
Av is the usual suspect?
Not really, because Av is, you know, I can understand Av.
I like, and I love to see Briz Ross thing. I like him. I love seeing him, man. He knows
like
how
Briz
to entertain. He's funny.
Yeah,
I like battle rappers that give you it all. They give you jokes, they give you personals, they give you bars, and they know how to perform. I love the all around battle rapper, and he one of them. I love seeing him, man. I love seeing Briz, man. He's funny. And
shit, man. I mean, we just talked about dude and finished blasting him, but I'm gonna say Av, and I'm gonna say Big K. That's who we were just talking about.
Right.
I'm going to say Big K. Yeah. I'm going to say Av.
Right.
Man, there's a couple of new guys, man, that are nice. Trez is nice. Ryda, their battle is fire. You know? These young guys, man, they're coming up.
Whose stock dropped this year? I could tell y'all right now, one cat, y'all might be like, wow. You know whose stock has dropped the most this year in battle rap?
Surf.
No. Danger Zone.
You ever think Surf?
Danger Zone. Yes, I'm
Danger
saying.
Zone.
Danger
Zone.
Nigga, Danger
crazy.
Zone.
Yeah, do it.
Niggas had Danger Zone in top five last year. So top three, top two last year.
I did.
Believe it or not.
Not me.
The general consensus, though. General consensus last year that Danger Zone. No, for real. Just take it. Danger Zone got busy last year, bro. He got busy.
Yeah, but who
you know
was he all
I
the
on
other
panel.
Year?
They had a panel last year. Listen, they had a panel last year on the War Report. They picked all the niggas in media to pick the top 10 battle rappers of the year. And when all of our votes were in, Danger Zone was probably number three, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He definitely was in the top five. I think his
That's
stock
crazy.
Is up a lot this year. B-Magic's another one.
That's
Sorry,
crazy.
Timbo. B-Magic's another one.
Magic, that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm going to say Surf just based on battle quality-wise, you know?
Right.
Like, it's just, like, Surf, I mean, you got to be honest about it, battle-wise.
Like, a real stop. And that's and he the one who got real stop. Like, I'm with Tim, me and Timbo said the same thing. Even if Danger Zone so-called had stop, well, it's not a really stock like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, compared to Surf
yeah,
Lost
just,
stock.
You know what it is, Timbo? In truth, I'm looking like this. Your name was ringing last year. You see what I'm saying? And for you this year not to really take off and run with that. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you have a hot year, you should run with that. You should come into the next season. If you're averaging 20 points last year, you shouldn't come in and averaging 13 this year. You shouldn't take two steps back.
Who did he battle this year?
My nigga, the last battle I seen, he got washed by Big T. Big T fucked up.
Yeah, he got
Danger Zone.
Smashed
like
by Big
all
T.
Three rounds. All three rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Big T
yeah.
made Danger Zone at work. Facts.
Yeah.
Like, Big T, I was like, damn. Mr. Chalakabu was fucking going in on Danger Zone, bro. Like, you see what I'm saying? I think
right.
another cat that you got to look out for, I think Chess is one
yeah.
dude you really have
mm.
to you have to really pay attention to. You know what I mean? I'm going to throw another name out there. There's a guy on King of the Dot. I've been saying his name, and niggas ain't really been paying catching attention. There's a dude named Psychosis on King of the Dot. This dude is nice. He might got a fast flow, but I think dude is dumb nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing names out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know the dope battle this year,
dude
too?
Out. I know his
dope.
Battle drop. I got to check him out, though.
Yeah. You know the dope battle this year, too? Official and QB.
Mm.
That's top 10 battle this year. Top 10.
There you go.
And we have to do that in the year. We come up with our top 5 or top 10 battles of the year and chop it up, man. I know we pressed for time here, but we got to do that at the end of the year, though.
Let's get it.
Top 5 battles of the year.
Yeah. So, y'all, we got to right. so get y'all thinking caps. Get y'all early assignment. Top 5 battles of the year. Top 5 battlers of the year. In
right.
order. So, Timbo, take us. You know, Shroof. We press
yeah.
here, man. We appreciate you rocking with us, my G. You already know what it is, man.
I appreciate y'all, too.
Always, bro.
Hey, God bless y'all and y'all family. And remember, it's not my judgment that's in question. It's yours.
My man. Salute, brother. We appreciate you, man.
All right, take it easy, y'all.
All right,
brother.
Salute, bro. Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir.
Salute the truth coming on the show, man.
Yes, sir.
Always good conversations, man. PSA motherfucking radio. We live, we direct. It's what we do here. That's a fact, man. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Shout out to Snake Eyes calling up. Salute to him. My bro Dre 3 Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to Snake Eyes, man. See you on the grind, my G. Shout out Truth, chopping it up. Shout out my bro Timbo. The other dude, I don't know what you want, my nigga. I really don't know what you want.
Uh-oh.
But it is what it is, man.
Go chop that fable with that man.
Huh?
All right. Let's go chop the fable with that man.
Nah, I'm not chopping no fable. Nah. We ain't chopping no fable. Nah.
Nah, I feel
no
you.
No fable.
Man, I feel you.
It is what it is.
Well, man.
Holla.
Let's see what we can do more this week. PSA motherfucking radio. We here, man. Salute everybody. We out.
Easy.